From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. The first meeting between North and South Korean officials has occurred unexpectedly in Seoul. It's part of a visit by a North Korean delegation, which is paying respects at the memorial to the late South Korean President Kim Dae-jung. He died earlier this week. The BBC's John Sudworth reports from Seoul.
The six officials from Pyongyang in black suits and ties laid flowers and bowed deeply. After the symbolism, a sign of substance too, as the delegation has held talks with a South Korean government minister. It may be a signal that North Korea is keen to mend relations with the South after more than a year of rising tension. In the past few months, it has fired a long-range rocket over Japanese territory and conducted an underground nuclear test. Some observers believe that, with UN sanctions beginning to bite, the North is keen to boost cross-border tourism and trade that bring in badly needed foreign currency.
The BBC's John Sudworth in Seoul. Hurricane Bill is churning the Atlantic Ocean between Bermuda and the east coast of the United States. Top winds are at 105 miles per hour. And forecaster Jack Bevins says some residents of the mid-Atlantic coast will see riptides and heavy surf.
What they may get along the North Carolina Outer Banks is high swells that have propagated out from the hurricane will be impacting there and other parts of the United States East Coast over the next couple of days.
The Hurricane Center is urging coastal residents to use caution. Keith Cummings owns a fishing charter business in North Carolina. He says the warnings are too strong and have hurt his business.
They made it seem like it was going to be a whole East Coast affecting storm where it's going to affect everybody in a bad way.
But the National Hurricane Center has just now issued a tropical storm warning for the Massachusetts coast. Meanwhile, President Obama and his family will arrive in Massachusetts this weekend for a vacation of several days. Another former government official has been charged in the ongoing corruption investigation of former lobbyist Jack Abramoff. Horace Cooper is accused of lying to investigators about his interactions with Abramoff. NPR's Ari Shapiro has this report.
At the height of his power, Jack Abramoff was one of the most influential lobbyists in Washington. To date, 20 people he had professional relationships with have been accused of crimes. Horace Cooper is the latest. Cooper worked for House Majority Leader Dick Armey from the late 90s until 2001. Then he went on to senior jobs at Voice of America and the Labor Department. Prosecutors allege that Abramoff gave Cooper expensive gifts, sports tickets, parties, meals, and drinks. In exchange, Cooper allegedly helped advance Abramoff and his clients' business interests. Cooper is scheduled to appear in court in early September. Abramoff pleaded guilty to fraud in 2006. He's serving a 4-year prison sentence, and he's cooperating with the ongoing investigation. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.
You are listening to NPR News from Washington. The only man held responsible for the My Lai massacre of 1968 has apologized. William Calley was convicted of murdering 22 civilians during the massacre of 500 Vietnamese men, women, and children. NPR's Sonari Glinton has more.
William Calley was a lieutenant on March 16, 1968, when the Army's 11th Brigade entered the Vietnamese village of My Lai. Calley was court-martialed in 1971 and the only soldier held legally responsible for the massacre that resulted in the death of 500 civilians. Calley only broke his silence this week at a Kiwanis Club meeting in Columbus, Georgia. Al Fleming is a friend of Calley's and invited him to speak.
He said he had remorse for the Vietnamese people, for the victims of the incident there, for the soldiers that he fought with. And he said, "I'm very sorry and I have had remorse," he said, "every day of my life since then."
Though sentenced to life in prison, Calley ended up serving 3 years under house arrest after President Nixon commuted his sentence. Sonari Glinton, NPR News.
The top U.S. envoy to Afghanistan says the leading Afghan presidential candidates say they'll respect the outcome of this week's presidential vote, even though both insist they won. U.S. Envoy Richard Holbrooke is in Kabul, where Afghan election officials are slowly counting ballots. Incumbent Afghan President Hamid Karzai insists he was reelected. His former foreign minister says the same. A Russian official says searchers have found 17 more bodies inside a damaged hydroelectric plant in Siberia. An explosion inside the plant earlier this week tore down walls and a ceiling and left 47 people dead. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.